Hey ladies, welcome back to the Put Yourself First podcast. Today is a life update episode and I want to talk you through some of the changes that are happening, both business-wise and personal. So let's start with business and then we'll talk about some personal things, which is very exciting. So as you'll know, if you have listened to the podcast recently, if you follow me on Instagram, if you get my emails, this last Friday, so Friday the 12th of April, was the day of the doors closing to the last ever live round of Next Level U. And what a journey that has been. I've been through a personal like death and rebirth portal over the past few months, because I didn't make this decision on a whim, like last minute. I made this decision at the beginning of February. So with the free challenge and then the doors opening end of March, I essentially had 2 months to really sit with it and really think, what does this look like? What's going to happen? And so by the time the doors opened, I felt really grounded in myself, and I actually felt so, even on day 4 of Manifest That Shit, I felt so grounded and calm in myself. I came on live afterwards and I was like, I'm feeling so zen. And it's really interesting because you often think when you're making these big life-changing decisions, because whilst my business isn't my whole life, and I'm a big advocate for that, like your job title or your business, your role in your work is not your identity. It's not who you are. It doesn't define you, or it certainly does not define your worth. And when we get into that messy grey area of that, it can lead you down a really unhelpful path that is not going to serve you. I've done a lot of work on that, and I can't say that I wouldn't be feeling more anxious even like a year ago making this decision. So I was already feeling really good with it, but I was thinking it's interesting how when you make the right decision, often making the decision brings a sense of relief, even if there is still anxiety or there is still fear, because that is just a natural response from your body that you are doing something new that you've not done before. I've had this program running since January of 2021. That is a long ass time to be running a program to then go, this no longer is going to exist publicly in my business again. That's a big shift. And that is going to feel, there's going to be fear there, because it's going to feel like something new. And if it's something new, then it's something uncertain, and then it's new territory. And then to a part of your brain, that's going to feel dangerous. So even when you know that the right decision is to leave the part of your business behind, or leave the job behind, or leave the place behind, or the relationship behind, whatever it is, when it's the right decision, often you'll feel, even with the fear or even with the nerves, you'll feel a sense of relief. And I definitely experienced that. That said, it still was such an emotional journey, and there was ups and downs, because I love this program. And there's something really bittersweet and beautiful in knowing that it's time for change, even though where you are is still really fucking good. And using those other examples, maybe you're in the job and you really like it, and the people you work with, you like working with, and you're really good at it and the pay is pretty good, and yet you know that there's something more available and you know that it's time to move. Maybe you're in a relationship where on paper it is really great. You really like them, you really love them, you really respect them, and they're not your life partner. And I think there's a real respect and honouring in to the thing. So there's a real honouring for me in this example. There's a real honouring to Next Level You for me to trust that decision and trust that nudge and take action on it, because I am not available for any of my clients to sense any energy in me of like of obligation or of people pleasing, of like, I'm doing this because I think I should, I'm doing this because I've been doing it for so long. That is messy energy that I don't want in my containers. And you know, it's the same for the company that you work for or for the person you're dating, whatever it is. It's honouring to them for you to really trust when it feels right to move on, to do so, and to not stay from an energy of people pleasing, because that's not helpful for either person. So really excited to get going with Next Level You this week. This last round is going to be a fucking ball. I've called it the retirement party round because I want it to feel like a massive celebration of the past few years. And I also want the women inside to feel like they are having so much fucking fun building their dream life. So we start, our first call is on Wednesday and I can't wait. And thank you so much to those of you, both alumni and ladies who have joined us for this last round. Thank you so much for diving in with us. I cannot wait. So that's Next Level You. And with that comes like, what is next? What is next? What is the thing that you are being nudged towards, Kat? It's really interesting that it's come at this time, and this is why you always need to trust your gut. Because if you'd asked me at the beginning of this year, Kat, is this year the year you're going to launch a new group program? I would be like, no, hell no, because I've got my launches scheduled, I'm moving house, I'm focusing my energy on XYZ. So it's really interesting that the intuition dropped in, the decision to retire Next Level You came to me, and when I had mentally decided that and set the ball rolling there, the new program started to take shape. So this is not launching officially until the summertime, but for those of you who've messaged me and said, I'm so excited to see what's next, I want to give you a bit of an idea of what you can expect and a little juicy invitation. So for years, and I mean years, I have wanted to create a group coaching program that adds in the personalized support, like the personalization and the personalized coaching and the deep healing work that I offer my one-to-one clients, but within a group format. Because one-to-one coaching is not for everyone. Some people love it. Some people want to be in a group. And I have done both and I love both. And there's a time and a place for both. And of course, there are going to be clients who really want to go there in terms of, say, really deep trauma work that one-to-one might be more suited to them. But as my methods have like evolved and I've created the tools and the techniques and this toolkit that I have, what I've discovered is that so much of that deep healing work can happen within a group, and a group for women can be deeply healing in and of itself. Being surrounded by like-minded women who are also committed to their mindset work, their healing work, and manifesting their dream life. Women who are gonna really see you in your fullest expression without any judgment. I think for women especially, that's healing and activating in and of itself. Never mind then receiving that personalized coaching and personalized healing work that I would normally only be able to offer to one-to-one clients. And I'm really excited for this new group. What I will say is, over the next couple weeks, I'm going to be inviting some current and past clients inside to take a sneak peek and to have the first opportunity to join. However, if you are listening to this and you have wanted to work deeper with me for a while, so I'm talking, maybe you really wanted to do Next Level You, but for whatever reason it wasn't right. Maybe you've really wanted to do one-to-one coaching. Maybe you've been hoping that I would create a group coaching program that was really, really focused on the work that I do one-to-one. So the really deep healing work alongside the goal setting and the manifesting. If that is you, please drop me a DM on Instagram and let me know you've come from this podcast episode and we can have a chat. What I will say is, this group is not going to be for everyone. This group is for ambitious women who are ready to take their life and career to the next level. So you want that promotion, or you want that pay rise, or you want to grow your business, you're ready to nail that, you know, client target, or you're ready to secure that investment, you want that next level of success in your career, but you don't want to sacrifice your personal life, your relationship, or your well-being in the process. And you know that to get there, you're ready to go deep and do the deep mindset and healing work. And you're ready to do that and be supported in a group container with other like-minded women. I'm going to be incredibly selective for this first intake, which is going to be happening throughout May. It's going to officially then launch publicly, likely in June. That's what I'm planning. But if you want to be in the know before them and have a chat with me, then please DM me on Instagram, because what's coming is going to be the deepest group I've ever created. And that's saying something, because the healing, the results, the manifestations that happened in Next Level You were like ridiculous. We're insane. So to be saying that something even more is coming, the next level way that I can support you in a group, I am so fucking excited. So more on that soon, but that's a sneak peek, and reach out to me if you want to know more. Let's chat about personal updates. So, as I record this, when this goes up, I'll be meeting with my accountant in just a few days. and basically securing my self-assessment. For those of you who are self-employed, you'll know the struggle is real with getting a mortgage. When you apply for a mortgage, the hoops you have to jump through to show the right amount of income on your books. I still find it wild that I have, as a CEO and a business owner, I have the discipline to not only earn, not only create a level of revenue where I could never have dreamt of earning that a few years ago. Like, the growth that you have to lean into as a business owner, and it's all on your shoulders, your neck is on the line. I've had to create those sales and revenue, and not only that, I then have to be really savvy with where I spend that money. So I have to reinvest in my business to continue growing it. I have to invest in the right tech. I have to invest in the right support. So outsourcing to contractors, or investing in my own mentorship or coaching or whatever it might be. And then I have to manage my own salary, like my own personal salary, and keeping the balance between I want the profit in the business to be there, and I also have a life and want to feel that my lifestyle is where I want it to be, and I'm not just working for no reason and suffering in my personal life. Like, no, we're not available for that. I find it wild that with that level of discipline financially, you still have to jump through hoops to basically be like, well, I know I did all that, but that personal salary is still not going to be enough for you. And I'm now going to have to show you that I took this much more dividends or whatever to say, this is actually my personal income. I find that wild when I essentially could apply for jobs over the next month, probably get a salaried job and have a permanent contract, and show the mortgage application that I went to that interview and I have this permanent contract and they'll give me the mortgage then and there. And you're telling me I've hustled my ass off for like 7 years to get my business to this stage where, yes, I'm profitable and I also pay myself, but I keep a good chunk of money in my business. Now you're telling me that's not enough and that I need to basically take out all this profit to show this massive personal income. Wild, but it is what it is, and it's going to get done, and our house is going to be on the market at the end of this month, all being well. You know, timing's working out. End of this month, May, around there. So that is very exciting, and I think our house, you know, touch wood, God willing, universe willing, will sell fairly quickly because it's going to be a first-time buyer, so the market is going to be bigger. The demand for our, like, a two-bedroom house in a really good location is going to be higher. But what we want, we're a little bit fussier with, and then we're also going to be in a chain with whoever we are buying off. So that's the bit I'm nervous about. I'm not nervous about selling our house. I'm nervous about being in a chain and finding, like, I'm not willing to settle or, like, lower my standards just to move. And I've been, you know, we've both been really clear with that. We're like, we look, you know, our house is cute. We need an upgrade. Like, we need to feel expanded by our next house, not just like we have one extra bedroom and then in the next year we're going to be feeling in the same position wanting to move again. No, like, we want to be somewhere where we can see ourselves living in for like 10 years. So I'll keep you updated, but that's happening in the background, which is very exciting. And I feel like from May, the momentum of that will really pick up. The last thing I want to share personally is we have booked our wedding. We have a date set. The deposit is down for the venue and it is happening. So we're going to be getting married in 2026. And so I'm not going to obviously share the full date right now. I don't know if I will near the time. Probably because of work, like letting clients know I'm going to be off and stuff. But we are getting married in 2026. And we were one of the first couples to get in. We were one of the first couples to like secure our date for the month in 2026. We're getting married in the summer. So that's just so us. It was the first venue we looked at. Like it was the first, you know, the first venue we looked at. And we, like, she was like, take your pick of the dates. Not a case of like, oh, we only have these left. So that feels really good because that, obviously, for anyone who's engaged and like wedding planning, that feels like it makes it real and it makes it really tangible. And then all the other stuff, like the venue, especially when you go for a wedding venue and there's like a package, it sorts so much out. And then from there, like we can have fun thinking about our photographer, or my dress, Adam's suit, what like we want to dress the room with, that kind of fun stuff. So that is the personal update. So lots happening this month, both behind the scenes in the business and in life. I really want a holiday. I really want to book a holiday, but I'm holding out for just a couple months because there's a lot of change happening and I want to feel really settled, particularly in the business, before I just, I'm like, bye, I'm off for a holiday. So I am manifesting a trip somewhere in Europe for a week, but I will say I am going to be going on a business retreat in the next week or so when you hear this. So I've got that to look forward to, and that feels like something that is a breakaway, even though it's business related. It's going to be sunny, it's going to be a vibe. So that is my life update episode. Please DM me on Instagram if you enjoy these, just so I can hear your feedback and know that you find them interesting and you like being in the know. And like I said, if that description sounds like you, that ambitious woman in a leadership role who's ready to do that deep healing work and knows that you want to take your business or work to the next level without sacrificing your personal life, whilst really looking after yourself and your mindset and healing, this next group program is going to be perfect for you, and I would love to hear from you. So DM me on Instagram, let me know you come from this episode, and I will speak to you next week.